Text, Hallmark Channel presents. Title, Letters to Santa. Pine trees grow in rows on a tree farm nestled in the countryside. Patrons browse tables of decorations outside a big red barn. A man wraps a Christmas tree. Another makes wooden reindeer. A dark-haired man, light-haired woman, and two kids stroll through the trees.
Okay, kiddos, find us a good one.
The kids race off. The boy throws a snowball at the girl.
Missed me.
Careful, Sam.
The man's gaze shifts toward the woman, who is smiling at the kids. He takes her hand in his. Her mouth hangs open and she tugs her hand away.
Hey, kids, how about this one?
I think Tita will love this one.
Yeah, could be a keeper.
Hey, maybe you should take the tree to your mom's restaurant without me this year. That deadline for my book is looming. I could really use the time.
But it's our tradition to decorate the tree together as a family.
I know. But Vanessa asked me to stop by the office this afternoon, and it sounded more like a you need to than will you.
Yeah, sure, whatever you need. Do they have homework?
Sam does, but he can do it later.
Hey, kids, I'm gonna take off. I'll pick you up in a few hours, okay?
Bye, Mom.
Love you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, let's cut her down.
Let's do this.
The dad and kids load the tree into a truck. They take it to Camilla's restaurant.
Hey, Mom. Kids are fighting over who gets to show you the tree.
I can't wait to see it. I have a surprise. This is Candace. She is our new assistant general manager.
You can call me Candy.
Good to meet you. Enrique, welcome to the team.
Thank you.
Enrique will show you how we do things around here at the bistro, and you can shadow him for the next few weeks until the customers get to know you. Bueno, me voy. Going to see those little angels. Amores. Oh, so big. Sign these.
In an office, an assistant hands the mom a stack of children's books.
Look, I don't want to scare you, but I'm getting a lot of pressure from Mr. Hines about this third book. We need to strike while the iron is hot.
I know, it's just my iron's cold.
Well, we need to warm it up. Advances have been paid.
I'm late. I know, I'm sorry.
March was late. We're past late. We're uncomfortably past due.
I just don't feel very inspired right now. Been really hard last few months.
Separations are never easy. This is just a rough patch. You two will get through it. Listen, don't look, but Mr. Hines is standing right outside the window. That looks like an idea.
Yeah, okay, okay. So there's a big tree. And there's a cow, and they come to the tree and they just lick up all the...
Okay.
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good. Thank you for doing that.
And you might be onto something.
Yeah.
Camilla and the kids decorate the tree with glittering silver garland and ornaments. They hang decorations from each branch. The girl shows a pink and white unicorn ornament to Candy.
This is an ornament from my mom. She said it made her think of me.
That's so pretty.
She hangs the unicorn from its ribbon. Their mom, meanwhile, sits at an office table staring at a laptop with her chin in her hand. She frowns and stares into space. Later, she and Enrique sit on opposite ends of a couch in a therapy session.
What about scheduling time for just the two of you?
There is no time. I still don't have the idea for my new book, and the deadline is right around the corner.
Enrique checks his phone.
To be honest, it's been causing me a lot of anxiety and sort of stifling my Christmas spirit.
Yeah, and I'm pretty busy at work as well. The holidays get crazy for us.
Yeah, but it's not like it's a normal 9-to-5 job. It's his family's restaurant. He's there all the time, day and night, so there's no time for us to...
Progress won't be made until you two start prioritizing time alone with each other. The idea is to get back to what made you fall in love in the first place.
Enrique turns to his wife.
I would like that.
I would like that, too.
Okay.
Can you maybe turn that thing off?
Rebecca? You know I'm the general manager of the restaurant. People need questions answered. They rely on me to do my job. I'll be quick.
Rebecca rolls her eyes.
Hello? A toilet plunger? It's in the utility closet where it always is. Please don't call unless it's urgent. I'm sorry. I'll turn it off. Sometimes it is an actual emergency.
The two of you have now been separated for nearly 4 months. When you first came to me, you said you were hoping to get things resolved before the holidays. And now, here we are, just 3 weeks before Christmas, and you still haven't put in the work. Rebecca, let's start with you. What will it take for you to forgive Enrique?
I don't know. Maybe time.
Hey.
Come on, it's not like I cheated on you. I did what I had to do to keep the family business afloat.
Excuse me, that is not the entire story. And when you put it like that, how do I not come across as the villain?
But no one is the villain here.
Okay, I just gave my mom the money she needed to keep the restaurant going. It was just a loan.
To you, it was just a loan. To me, it was an advance on a book I hadn't written yet.
Enrique averts his gaze.
I'm sorry, we're out of time for today. Please continue this conversation on your own. As uncomfortable as it is, this is the issue that needs to be resolved for you to move forward.
The kids dash into bookstore. An empty red and gold chair sits in a corner.
I don't see Santa.
Oh, he'll be back. He's just on a break.
Like you and Daddy? Is he the real Santa?
No, he's probably just a rental.
Oh. Merry Christmas! You look like you two are ready for a photo. Come on, right over here. You stand right there. Why don't you come up on my lap here? Merry Christmas. Ow!
She just pulled on his beard.
We have to teach your boundaries. I mean, she's been pointing out people's flaws.
Yeah, the other day she told me my left ear is bigger than my right.
How could she notice that when there's such a beautiful face in between those ears?
Oh, please. Although she did tell me she's starting to notice a bald spot in the back of your head.
What?
Enrique touches his head.
True or false? You are the real Santa.
True. Here's the trick. You know the long bearded Santas? Those are the fake ones. Mrs. Claus doesn't like the long beards.
You also have red dot on your nose like Rudolph.
Oh, that's from...
I want a PlayStation.
Okay, well, good for you. How about you?
I was going to say a puppy, but...
Excuse me.
Enrique steps away with his phone. Rebecca sighs.
Just ask for a doll.
Tell you what. Write me a letter with this special pen, okay? Now, you put it in the mail once you figure out exactly what you want for Christmas.
Sam snatches the pen from his sister.
Now, the pen will only show its magic if the request is true of heart.
The kids nod and smile.
Oh, it's time for the picture.
The kids and Santa smile at the camera.
Mommy, it was real Santa.
Of course it was.
And he gave us this magic pen.
Wow, that was very nice of him. Did they charge me for that?
I don't think so.
Enrique checks the receipt.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Rebecca hugs the kids.
Bye, Mom.
Okay, grab your coats. See you tomorrow.
Enrique ushers the kids outside. He takes one more look at Rebecca from the doorway. Rebecca waves and the smile fades from her face. She looks at the photo in her hands of the kids beaming on Santa's lap. Enrique and the kids arrive at home. Camilla watches their approach from the doorbell camera. Camilla jumps out at them from around a corner.
Mom, you're gonna give me a heart attack. That doorbell count's gonna be the death of me.
How was Santa?
Great. He was the real one.
Really?
He had a real beard and everything.
Wow.
And he gave us a magic pen.
Wow, it's nice. Wonderful.
All right, go brush your teeth. I'll be up there.
Has to sleep outside. Good night, Tisa.
No one's sleeping outside. El último se come un huevo podrido.
Did you mean to say last one there is a rotten egg or eats a rotten egg? Because that's what you said, and that's wrong.
I don't have time for a Spanish lesson right now, Mom.
So, how'd it go?
With Santa? Well, he's pretty mysterious. Definitely has a lot of secrets, and I think he's put on some weight.
You know what I mean. Con Rebecca.
Please don't. I'm not going there with you right now, Mom.
Maria's coming home in a couple of days for Christmas break, and she's hoping to have the guest room.
Mom, I'm the big brother, so I get dibs. She'll be the one that has to sleep outside.
Enrique, this can't go on indefinitely, hijo.
I know, Mom.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Descanses.
Enrique leaves Camilla in the kitchen making cookies. The kids sit in a bedroom upstairs.
What are you doing?
I'm writing a letter to Santa using the magic pen.
That will take forever. Give it to me. I can write faster than you can.
She hands Sam the golden pen and a piece of paper. He picks up the pen and writes.
What do you want me to write?
Dear real Santa, this is Izzy Alvarez. I live on 36 Cherry Lane, most of the time. Sometimes I live with my grandma, where my dad stays.
Izzy, just tell me what you want.
A puppy.
Mom won't want a new dog.
But Sam, it's worth a try. When we had Buster, everything was perfect.
Fine. I think we should have realistic expectations.
No thanks.
Sam sprints to the barn-shaped mailbox at the end of the driveway. He holds a red envelope addressed to Santa Claus at the North Pole. He puts it in the mailbox. Camilla crosses paths with Sam as she takes out the trash.
Hola, Sam.
Hola, Tita. Buenas noches.
Buenas noches. Que descanses.
Camilla drops the trash in the trash can, then investigates the mailbox. She finds Sam and Izzy's letter and smiles to herself. The morning sun shines through trees. Enrique finds a golden retriever puppy sitting outside the door of the house.
Hey! Hi, puppy. Who are you?
He lifts the puppy into his arms.
Who do you belong to?
He carries the puppy into the kitchen where the kids are sitting.
A puppy!
Enrique puts the puppy down and it runs to the kids with its tail wagging. Sam reads the ribbon on its neck.
Her name is Noelle.
Go, Noelle.
Mom, I wrote a letter to Santa asking for a puppy. And then Noelle showed up this morning at Grandma's house.
Rebecca stares at Enrique.
I don't buy it. She's got a Christmas bow.
Well, evidently they wrote Santa a letter last night with that pen he gave them.
She really thinks this dog is from Santa?
Can we keep her? Mom, please.
She showed up at your dad's house, so maybe she should stay there.
Then I want to live with Daddy, too.
Honey, that's not fair. Mom didn't choose to get a dog.
Well, we didn't choose to live in separate homes.
You said it was only going to be a couple weeks. Now it's almost Christmas, the best time of year. You're making it the worst time of year.
Izzy and Sam storm out. Rebecca picks up the puppy.
You promised no more unilateral decisions. Do you see what you're doing here? I'm trying to be responsible about this, and you show up like, well, I guess we have a dog now, and to the kids, it's like, look how cool and fun Dad is.
Okay. I will take her to the vet, and we'll put up signs around the neighborhood for a lost dog, and if no one claims her, she can live at my place.
No, you will not.
I'm confused.
She can stay here when the kids are here, and when they're at your house, she can stay there.
It's hard enough for them to see us go through this. I don't need to be perceived as the villain who hates dogs.
You know what? They're right. This separation should have ended weeks ago. All we're doing is confusing the kids.
Rebecca nods, her brow furrowed.
Maybe I should watch the Nutcracker alone with them tomorrow night just to keep things simple.
Rebecca, please, let's not do that. It's important that we stick to what we agreed to. I mean, I know we are taking time here, but we said we would continue to spend time together as a family.
Rebecca grins at the puppy.
You remember how easy things used to be?
Enrique smiles faintly.
Yeah. You mean when all it took was... Hey.
He checks Rebecca out.
Cute. I think our situation calls for something a little more.
Some like...
Enrique spins around and smooths his hair back.
Hey.
Wow. We should probably talk to our therapist about that, because there is a lot to unpack here.
Okay. I can unpack all day long.
You get her checked out.
I will.
Rebecca hands the puppy over.
Are you sure you want to sleep? Are you sure?
You okay? Go. You gotta get out of here. Go.
He waves the puppy's paw.
It's too cute. No,
we can stay.
No, go. Leave. Right. Go.
The kids lie on their bunk beds.
Hey, kiddos.
Rebecca sits next to Izzy.
I'm sorry.
You all didn't do anything wrong.
I know. Listen, your dad is going to take her to the vet tomorrow. And if no one claims her, then she's ours.
Izzy breaks into a big smile.
True or false? You're letting us keep Noelle.
Well, if everything checks out, then true.
Izzy hugs Rebecca. Sam watches from the top bunk.
You are in charge of walking her. Deal?
Sam nods. Enrique greets a curly-haired young woman, Maria.
Prodigal child returns.
I'm only here for the presents.
You got it, Tom!
Well, she kind of just showed up at the doorstep, and she didn't seem to belong to anyone, so yeah, we got a dog.
A stray?
She had a bow on her. It's a long story, but the kids believe that she's from Santa. And I've seen a lot more smiles and laughter since she arrived.
Uh-huh. Well, she's very cute.
Maria carries the puppy inside, leaving Enrique to carry her bags.
I'm just so proud of you, living back here at home with Mom.
Well, it's temporary.
Temporary is like 2 or 3 days. What's taking you so long to patch things up, huh?
I don't know. She's busy, I'm busy.
Oh, please. Becca has always looked at you with stars in her eyes. And you treat her like a goddess. You've always been madly in love, so why don't you just talk to each other?
It's not so simple.
Isn't it?
No. She just... She doesn't understand that when someone in the family is struggling, you do whatever you need to do to help them.
You know, maybe she doesn't see it like that. Maybe she feels like people shouldn't butt into everyone else's life.
He didn't butt in. Family helps family. That's what we were raised, and that's what I was doing.
Okay. Remember when Rebecca was pregnant with Sam, and we all went to the bistro that night to choose his name? Mommy was jockeying for the name Noah because, you know, the Bible. Yeah. And Dad kept suggesting Enrique Jr.
Yeah.
Well, Rebecca got real quiet because she was a little annoyed that we were all voting on the name of her firstborn child, right?
Yeah. I was in the doghouse that night. And then the next morning, when I woke up on the couch, she told me she was naming him Sam.
You see?
Yeah. And then when I told Mom, I got in trouble again.
You really made yourself at home at the Chateau Bow Wow that week, huh?
So your point is?
Rebecca was raised differently than we were. She was an only child. So maybe she's used to doing it alone. Figuring things out, making her own decisions, naming her own children.
Enrique reaches for his phone.
Okay, gotta go back to work. But I get it. Thanks, sis. Thanks for looking after Noel.
Noel!
Enrique arrives at the restaurant with Candy, who smiles at a black and white photo of Camilla and an older man on the wall.
This is your father? Your mom talked about him quite a bit in the interview.
Yep, that was him. His name was Gabriel. He built this whole place for her. It was his life mission to make her happy, and he did.
Candy smiles warmly, then points to Enrique.
You play guitar?
I do, but I'm a little rusty.
Your mother was bragging about how good you are.
Really? What else did my mother tell you?
That she wished you played more.
Yeah, I've been carrying that around, hoping for stolen moments when I might dust it off, but they've been few and far between these days. Where'd she find you, anyway?
At Ray's.
I don't know that restaurant.
Ray's Fitness. I was teaching Zumba.
To my mom?
Yes, and others.
Wait a second, do you have any actual restaurant experience?
I started hosting when I was 16, waiting tables at 18. I was head waitress at 21. After I earned my master's early, I worked as a shift manager.
Wow. And when does Zumba come into play?
1 hour, 3 days a week. Fitness is a big part of my life, so I decided to teach it. I essentially got paid a workout, but it's just a side gig.
Well, if I got paid to work out, I'd already have $0 in my bank account.
Enrique pats his stomach.
Deliveries. We got them out back. Let me show you. So this way.
Enrique and Rebecca watch a movie with their kids and the puppy.
Huh.
Who's this guy?
I don't know.
Thank you so much, Roger.
Later, everyone except Enrique has fallen fast asleep. Rebecca blinks awake.
Oh, man. As a crowd pleaser, huh?
And I can't really feel the left side of my body right now.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. I forgot why the nutcracker became one of our family traditions. I mean, it doesn't really translate to the screen.
No, it doesn't. No. Maybe we could skip it next year.
Yeah. No argument here.
That's progress.
Uh-huh.
Hey, will you take Izzy upstairs for me?
Of course. Let's go, baby.
Enrique lifts Izzy in his arms.
Hey, Sam. Ow. Let's go upstairs, huh?
They tuck the kids into bed.
You're still sleeping in Sam's room?
When you go back to your room, I'll go back to my room. Can you sing me a song?
Sweetheart, it's late and I can't feel my neck.
Please.
Okay. Silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright.
Boring. Can't you wrap it or something?
Wouldn't that be blasphemous? Round yon virgin mother and child sleep in heavenly peace. Tickle monster, tickle monster, tickle monster. Ow. All right. Time for bed. Good night. Mwah. Love you. Good night, Sam. Ay, 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 ay. I need an Advil.
Sam goes downstairs. Rebecca greets him with a wine bottle and two glasses.
Hey, do you want to stay for a glass of wine? Help me finish decorating?
Yeah, of course.
Why are you smiling?
Because you don't want me to leave.
To getting through it, resetting, and finding a positive path forward.
They raise their glasses.
And to our new addition, Noel.
They sip wine, looking into each other's eyes. Rebecca holds Enrique's gaze.
Is there anything else?
else. What?
Is there anything else I can do for you?
Enrique steps closer.
I might have a list.
Enrique puts down his glass.
What's number one on that list?
Rebecca smiles, staring dreamily at Enrique.
Mom! I can't sleep!
What does he expect me to do about that?
I don't know.
Mom!
Go to bed!
Wait, is Dad still here?
I was just walking your father out.
Really?
I'll be up in just a minute.
Come on.
Rebecca.
Come on.
Thanks for coming over.
Of course. The movie was boring, but the company was wonderful.
We should do it again sometime soon.
Definitely. Different movie, though.
Hey, can you pick up the kids at 10:30 tomorrow? I've got a book signing at 11.
Aren't they in school?
No, it's that teacher appreciation day, remember? So we're on our own.
That's right. Well, tomorrow's not a good day. I have to train the new assistant GM, and then we have that holiday party right around the corner.
Well, I can't change the book signing. It's been on the schedule for a month, and since I'm way behind on the new one, I definitely have to be there.
Okay. I'll figure it out.
You're sure?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Enrique gets in his truck. Rebecca leans over to watch him through the passenger window.
Everything okay?
Yeah, it just gets a little finicky sometimes.
See ya.
Rebecca waves and goes inside. Sam watches the truck pull away from his upstairs window. Sam turns the lights on and climbs down from the top bunk. Izzy sits up in bed.
What are you doing?
Writing a letter to Santa. You asked for a puppy and got it. I want a PlayStation.
Sam writes with the gold pen.
Here. Draw it.
Izzy gets out of bed and takes the paper.
Draw what? A white box?
You're not gonna get it. It's not true of art.
It is true of art. My art truly wants it.
Sam puts his letter in the mailbox with a smirk. Camilla trots up to the mailbox outside Rebecca's house and takes Sam's letter. She grins and glances at the house, then returns to her car. Camilla returns home holding the letter. She runs into Maria waiting in the kitchen and startles.
Hola, Maria.
Where have you been?
The store. I need some baking supplies.
Where are the groceries?
Camilla gestures toward the door.
Afuera.
You have 5 seconds to come clean.
Fine. I need a PlayStation.
What? You want to play video games? So, you're just going to keep checking the mail every night between now and Christmas? What if they ask you for something you couldn't possibly get?
Maria, last Christmas was our first Christmas without your father. And this year, they might not even wake up with their dad in their house. They're my only grandkids. I want to make Christmas special for them.
Okay, yeah, fine. I get it. I'm in. But ignore this PlayStation business. You'll spoil them.
Who, me? Spoil my grandchildren?
Mommy, next they might ask for a sports car, and then what would you do? Besides, everybody knows that Santa only delivers on some of the items on your wish list.
Camilla smiles knowingly. In the morning, Sam opens his front door and looks around. He finds no present. He descends the porch steps and runs to the mailbox. Izzy watches him with folded arms as he returns empty-handed.
I told you so.
Whatever. I'm getting that PlayStation.
The kids go back inside. At the restaurant, Camilla helps Enrique replace a light bulb.
No, that's not it.
Mom.
That's not it either.
I got it.
What's going on here?
His neck is sore and he can't turn it certain ways.
I can help work that out.
How many Enriquez does it take to screw in a light bulb? More than one in this day. Please do what you can. This version of Enriquez is just no use to me. Con cuidado.
Wow. I'm her employee. This is a really nice space.
Right?
This is where you Zumba?
Yeah, this is it. Is that... Is that how you Zumba?
I guess.
You know what? Lay down.
Okay.
I'm going to put this right behind your neck.
Enrique lies on the foam roller.
It's the left side.
Just tilt your head a little bit.
Ow.
Candy massages Enrique's neck.
Okay, that feels kind of nice.
Self-care is everything. Do you ever take time to just stretch and breathe and check in with yourself?
No, not really. I mean, it's hard, you know, with Rebecca and the kids and my mom and the bistro and Rebecca and the kids and my mom.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, I need you to get your backpacks, please. Your dad's going to be here in a minute. Chop, chop.
Sam and Izzy run upstairs. Candy finds Enrique looking under the hood of his truck.
Hey.
Hey. My truck's not starting. I'm supposed to pick up the kids in 10 minutes. Do you have any jumper cables by any chance?
No, sorry. But do you need me to get the kids? I'm headed to the restaurant. I could pick them up and bring them there.
Well, if you don't mind, I just don't want Rebecca to be late.
Not a problem at all.
Thank you. You're a lifesaver. I will text you the address and I'll let Rebecca know you're coming.
Okay? Yeah.
Okay, cool. And thank you, really.
Enrique smiles at Candy, then types on his phone.
36 Cherry Lane.
He sets his phone on part of the engine and continues checking parts. He knocks the phone down.
Come on, man.
Rebecca puts on her coat. She answers the door to Candy's smiling face.
Hi, you must be Rebecca. I'm Candace.
Hi, do we know each other?
I know Enrique.
Okay, in what way?
Enrique crawls under his truck and reaches for his phone.
Did he call you?
Nope. Can I help you with something?
He's having problems with his truck and asked me if I could pick up the kids.
Rebecca answers her phone.
Hello?
Hey, I'm running late.
Yeah, I know. Candace is here.
Hello?
Enrique frowns at his phone and climbs into his truck.
Okay.
Hello?
I work with your ex-husband.
He's not my ex.
Sorry. I didn't mean to assume. We work together at the restaurant.
Okay, well, I don't know you, so I'm gonna wait for Enrique.
Yeah, of course. I'm so sorry.
That was very awkward.
I am so sorry. I tried calling.
I had to call the bookstore and tell them that I was gonna be late to my own book signing.
My truck wouldn't start.
So you send your assistant.
Candy is not my assistant. She's the assistant GM.
Mm. You're the GM. She's the assistant GM. What am I missing here?
Well, she's also a fitness professional, and she was helping me with my neck.
You don't need to explain yourself to me. I'm not your mother.
Why are you making such a big deal about her giving the kids a ride? The kids know her. She's nice.
You just said that you don't have time for anything, but you do have time to go to the gym with your assistant.
She's not.
I cannot be late or more late than you have already made me. Lock the door when you leave.
Good luck.
Rebecca stomps out. Enrique spots the kids eavesdropping from the stairs.
I see you up there.
The kids scurry upstairs.
True or false? You're in big trouble with Mom.
Enrique cringes and nods.
True.
Why is Mom so mad?
Because she's under a lot of pressure at work. She works very hard, but it hasn't been easy.
Why don't you help her?
I'd like to, but she doesn't seem to want my help right now.
True or false? You love Mommy very, very much.
True. I do love Mom very, very much.
But she doesn't love you anymore?
Wow. This is hard. I don't know what Mom feels these days.
Why don't you ask her? Do you want me to ask her? I can do the true or false thing.
No, sweetheart. Come here, honey.
Enrique wraps the kids in his arms.
Look. It's been hard for your mom and me, okay? But I want you to never forget this. We love you two more than anything in the world, okay? How about this? Why don't we come up with an extra special Christmas present for Mom? Hmm? Do you want to help me do that? Yeah?
How's therapy going?
Frustrating. We keep looking at her for answers, but she keeps telling us to talk to each other, and all I know is that it's messy and difficult, and it never used to be that way.
But you still love him.
Of course I still love him. But I miss the old him, the him that was, like, singing and writing all the time. Do you know, we used to put the kids to sleep, and then we'd go to work in the same room. I would work on my stories, and he would work on his lyrics. We'd bounce ideas back and forth. I was his muse. He was mine. It was great. I looked forward to those times. But now he's not writing anymore. He practically lives at the restaurant. I don't have a finished story, and the advance is already gone.
And we're less than 2 weeks away from that Christmas deadline. I think you need to channel your aggression about your marriage into your work.
Sure. Take my confusion and sadness and mild frustration and put it into a children's book.
Go home, get a good night's sleep. Mr. Hines wants you in tomorrow at 10 a.m. We have a surprise for you.
The next day, Rebecca comes into the office meeting room.
Rebecca, come in. Have a seat. This is Liam. Liam, Rebecca.
Pleasure to meet you.
We just convinced Liam to move here from London. His last two books were Carnegie Medal winners.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. Liam is a top illustrator. We want to put him on your book.
I see.
I'm hearing that we have to have something finished by Christmas Eve.
Why don't you give him the premise and he can start working?
Of course, yeah. The book is about two children, a young girl and her older brother, and they go see Santa Claus. And Santa gives them a magic pen. The parents are separated.
We don't really do separated in children's books.
Well, I think it's brilliant, refreshing. Not every family comes in a perfect little package with a big red bow. So, yeah, what do they ask for?
Well, a puppy at first. And then the asks get more heartfelt.
Mr. Hines stares pointedly at Rebecca. Rebecca gives a tight-lipped smile. Vanessa glances to Liam.
I like it. Santa gives the kids a magic pen and they're going to use it to do good for their family. Yeah, I can run with that for now.
Good. Feel free to use the conference room this afternoon.
All right.
Mr. Hines leaves the meeting. Vanessa and Rebecca lock eyes. At home, Rebecca writes next to the fireplace. She pauses to sip a glass of wine. The kids sit on the stairs.
Do you think she's lonely?
I don't know. Maybe.
She's been grouchy and sad. And she doesn't have dad to sing her songs and make her laugh.
Yeah, we need to cheer her up.
Come on. I have an idea for another letter.
Rebecca stays focused on her work. Sam puts another letter in the mailbox. Maria brings the letter in.
Anything?
I'm telling you, these kids are so cute. They asked for a beautiful bouquet of flowers for their mom.
Ooh, I think I know just the ones.
Oh yeah.
Rebecca serves breakfast.
There you go.
The kids smile at each other. Rebecca opens the door and looks from left to right. She frowns, seeing nobody, then looks down. A bouquet of pink and white flowers sits at her feet, along with a note. Rebecca smiles and picks up the flowers. She carries them inside. The kids' grins widen when they see the bouquet.
Sam.
Sam reads the card.
A beautiful bouquet to brighten your day, where creative ideas are free to bloom. Love, Santa.
Rebecca smiles into her coffee cup.
That's so sweet.
Enrique waits in the therapist's office.
Sorry. Oh, I received the most unexpected surprise this morning. It's incredibly thoughtful. And I think I finally have an idea for my book.
Really? What is it?
A couple of kids who write letters to Santa with a magic pen.
That sounds cute.
And familiar. So what happens?
I don't know yet.
What do they ask for?
Well, I don't have all the details worked out, but I just met with my new illustrator. He's great. And I think the mere idea that I have a collaborator to bounce things off of means that I'm actually going to get this thing done before the deadline, and it is such a relief.
That's wonderful. And what about the surprise?
It was the most beautiful bouquet of flowers I've ever seen. Peonies, roses, calla lilies, the same flowers that were in our wedding. Can't tell you how much it means to me.
Enrique blinks and shakes his head.
I wish I could take credit for the flowers, but I didn't send them.
What do you mean? Oh, because it's Santa.
Becca, it wasn't me.
Seriously?
Rebecca stares in shock.
Can you think of anyone else who might have sent them? Maybe somebody from the office?
Like your illustrator?
I doubt it. We just met.
I mean, it sounds like a gift from an admirer.
You're the one who's going to the gym with that ball of energy from work.
What?
Don't accuse me of anything. All I did was open my front door.
Okay. Let's talk about this because you both seem pretty bothered. Enrique, are you exploring other options?
No.
Rebecca?
No.
But yeah, just 2 short months ago, she was speaking to a divorce lawyer. Now she's getting flowers delivered to her doorstep? Our doorstep?
It was just a conversation.
Enrique, how does this make you feel?
Honestly? It hurts.
In what way?
We stood in front of our family and our friends and each other, and we vowed to stay together forever. And yet, here we are. You go to a divorce lawyer? Divorce is definitely not temporary.
Enrique, I was struggling. I was feeling a lot of feelings, and I've never been good at speaking about things out loud, and so I was just weighing all of my options, even though I never really considered getting a divorce. I'm serious.
I am so proud of the two of you. This was the most honest you have been with each other since I have met you. This is great work.
Enrique tilts his head back and closes his eyes. Rebecca and Vanessa go to the gym.
I really don't know if I can do this. I'm really riled up right now.
That's exactly why we're here. You need to loosen up. We need some stress.
Are there really this many men in this class?
No, it's the instructor. I've never taken the class. I've only watched through the window. Even I think she's attractive, and I'm a tough sell. So we're about a week away from the Christmas Eve deadline. I'm hoping there's some serious Christmas magic happening. Liam seemed to spark some good ideas, right?
Yeah. There's been some progress.
Yeah.
But okay, let's hit it.
Woo!
No way.
You're excited?
No, that's Enrique's new assistant.
No.
I'm out of here.
No, 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 no.
will please stay? It'll look really strange if we walk out of here right now.
I don't care. I want...
Come on, just try. The little steps are so easy. Yeah! Woo-hoo! Ready? Go on. To the right, let's go! Let's go. Woo!
Rebecca struggles to keep up with the dance.
Take it away. Oh. Oh, sorry. Hold on. Guys. You, ma'am. You in the back.
She's talking. The redhead. You need to go up there.
Shh, stop. Hi, Rebecca.
Stop. Come on, cheer on us. She should go up there.
Yeah. Hi, Rebecca. Come on up here. I can help you with this. Okay, we're going to take it from the left.
Candy shimmies her hips and Rebecca follows her lead. The rest of the class dances to the moves.
Take it back now, y'all. Salsa! Woo! There you go!
Rebecca joins Candy's salsa moves and starts to smile.
Good job!
Enrique sits at home with his guitar in his lap. Rebecca types on her computer. Rebecca returns to the office and finds Liam there.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Thanks for stopping in.
I can't wait to see what you've come up with. By the way, is there something that I should be thanking you for?
I don't know. Why don't you check out these concept drawings first, and then you can decide.
Okay.
Rebecca sits with a smile and looks at the drawings.
The story isn't even finished yet, and this is exactly what I imagined.
Well, just, you know, concepts to get the ideas going, but glad you like them. How is the story going?
Rebecca glances over her shoulder.
It's developing up here.
Okay.
But maybe keep that to yourself.
Yeah, my lips are sealed.
Actually, that reminds me. Do you have plans tomorrow?
Let me check my wide open schedule. Oh, look at that. I'm free. Why? What's going on?
Well, my mother-in-law owns a Mexican restaurant down on Main Street. Every year they host a gigantic holiday party. Half the town shows up. There's food and games and prizes. Anyway, I thought you might like to come and make some friends outside the office.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm down.
Oh, and wear an ugly Christmas sweater.
I have just the one.
Great. Thank you.
Rebecca puts her kids to bed. They sit up watching her.
How's your new book coming along?
It's in progress.
Any good ideas yet?
Yeah, I've got the basic idea. I'm still working out some of the details.
I can help you, Mom. When I'm older, I want to write children's book just like you.
Well, isn't that nice? And I could certainly use the help.
And I'm gonna write songs like that. He's really getting good.
Is he now? Well, listen, I want you both to have all the choices in the world, but the most important thing is to pick something that you love and that you work really hard at it. Okay? Good night, you two.
Rebecca turns off the lights.
Is he... Can you draw an elf?
Mm-hmm. Sam puts another letter in the mailbox. Maria scurries to the mailbox and retrieves the letter with a grin. She gets in Camilla's car.
Let's see.
The jewelry.
They read the letter. Maria frowns.
They want an elf.
As in on a shelf?
Maria shakes her head and unfolds a drawing of an elf.
No, it... They want an elf who can help Rebecca with her book.
Kid? Ay, Dios mío, it's becoming more challenging. ¿Tú cómo voy a conseguir un elf, yo?
I don't know. I told you it was going to be hard.
There you go.
Yay, love Santa cakes.
That's awesome. Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. Okay, so today at the party, you are going to meet the illustrator for my new book. His name is Liam.
Is he new?
Like, did he just show up out of nowhere?
Yeah, kinda.
Does he have pointy ears?
I don't know. You are gonna have to see for yourself. Okay, eat up. Dig in.
Liam shows up to the party in a sweater with elves on it.
Rebecca. Hi.
Hey, Liam. Oh, wow, that is an excellent sweater. I think you win.
Oh, this old thing is just lying around for ages.
These are my kids. This is Sam, and the unicorn here is Izzy.
Very nice to meet you both. I'm Liam. Hey.
Daddy.
This is... Hi, baby.
Enrique, this is Liam. We work together.
Nice to meet you.
He just showed up out of nowhere.
Are you the new illustrator?
Yeah, I am. I was a big admirer of Rebecca's last two books, so it was an easy decision to move out here for a bit to work with her and this publisher.
Hey, kids.
Candy!
Yes,
hi. Liam, come meet Candy.
Oh, okay. See you guys around.
Enrique and Rebecca raise their brows at each other. Rebecca breezes away with a smile. Enrique frowns and follows her. People stack cans at a carnival game.
Come on, Daddy. Win the polar bear for me.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, here we go.
Enrique throws and misses.
Okay, Izzy, here we go. This is a lucky one. Another one.
It's okay, Daddy.
No, baby, that polar bear is gonna be yours, I promise.
Enrique winds up and hurls the snowball. He misses again.
Let's move on from this.
I'll be right back, okay? I'll be right back.
Liam steps up to the game.
Thank you. Do you think he's handsome?
Liam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's not.
One extra book of tickets.
Enrique, really?
Maria, really? One more book.
Hey.
Where do you think he comes from? The North Pole, obviously. And his magic. Which means he was created by magic. Therefore, he's probably not human.
Liam knocks down a stack of cans. Enrique's face falls. Liam gives Izzy the stuffed bear.
Thanks, Liam. I love it so much. Grandma, I want to invite Liam as a guest when we make tamales.
Oh, I don't think Liam wants to do that.
Of course he's invited. On behalf of Izzy, I insist.
I'd love to.
So, where did he come from?
London. I'm here working with your mum. I'm doing the pictures for her book.
True or false? You have Earth parents.
True.
Sam, Izzy, stop.
Some line of questioning.
What are you going to name him?
Liam, after Liam.
Oh, that's nice of you. I think Liam would be flattered.
He's nice, Mommy.
He is. Okay, good night, you two.
Good night, Mom.
Good night.
Good night.
Rebecca turns off the lights and leaves the bedroom.
Liam's not nice.
Yes, he is.
Not as nice as Dad.
True. I do miss Daddy.
Me too. Get the pen.
Sam places another letter in the box. Camilla once again retrieves the letter and opens it in the car with Maria. They unfold the letter and a drawing of the family by tree.
Oh my god, look at this!
That's so cute!
Dear Santa, our wish that is true of heart is for our mom and dad to be together again. Please, help bring our family back together for Christmas. Love, Sam and Izzy.
Oh, that's so cute.
So happy you two are here to help me. Are you excited for Christmas?
Are Mommy and Daddy broken? Are they ever
gonna be fixed?
Are you forgetting what time of the year this is? It's Christmas! Amazing things happen at Christmas. Believe me, much more than Santa is at work. But maybe we should just give them some space. I think this is something that they need to figure out on their own.
You know, some people say that I meddle in other people's business.
Yeah, my mom says that about you all the time.
She does? Maybe she's right. All I'm saying is that even though your heart may very well be in a loving and sincere place, sometimes the best move is to move out of the way.
I don't understand.
Camilla smiles and shakes her head.
I may just be talking to myself. Ask a little more water. Little more elbow grease, Sam. Nice job. There we go.
En Navidad en Londres, todos nos reunimos en la cocina así como ahora y
pudding de Yorkshire.
What's he saying now?
That their Christmas tradition in London is to get together and make Yorkshire pudding.
Muchas manos hacen trabajo liviano.
I know that one. Many hands make light work.
How do you know that one?
Tita said it a million times.
Es la verdad. Y Liam, tú hablas muy bien español.
Gracias. Era mi favorito de todos los idiomas. Tengo un gran respeto por la cultura hispana.
How many languages do you speak?
Four.
Wow. You're like C-3PO.
Good one, Sam.
Oh, you can learn a thing or two.
You're funny, Mom. Yeah, Maria and I were born here, but Mom and Dad came from Mexico, and Dad wanted us to fit in, so he only spoke English around the house, and that's why I didn't really learn to speak it very well, but I understand it more than she thinks.
Yo crecí en la misma casa, y por alguna razón me va bien.
Well, you're not mentioning that you spent two summers in Mexico City with our abuela.
Oh, there's a word. Good job. So, Liam, are you going to join us for a Christmas video?
For what?
These guys don't do a Christmas card. Every year they make a Christmas video.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, it sounds like kind of a family thing, huh?
Oh, well, last year they pulled in their UPS driver, Marcus. To this group, everybody's family.
Camilla and Maria smile and nod at Liam.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, everybody. Get in position.
Oh, ready?
Maria sets the camera and the family rushes into place. Later, Sam and Izzy watch the video on their tablet. The family hops and dances together, gesturing with their arms in pairs. First the kids, followed by Enrique and Camilla, then Liam and Rebecca, then Maria. The family lines up with their hands raised, making a tunnel that dance under. Rebecca and Liam pass under the tunnel and smile at each other. Sam pauses the video and scowls.
That should be Dad dancing with Mom. Not some stupid elf. Come on, we need to see Santa and fix this.
Sam and Izzy put on their coats and go out the front door. Izzy glances over her shoulder as they exit. Rebecca makes peanut butter sandwiches in the kitchen.
Hey kids, I'm making lunch!
Hearing no response, she looks up, her gaze shifting. She goes upstairs.
Sam, Izzy, I'm making PB&J.
She looks around their empty bedroom.
Sam! Izzy!
She races downstairs. Sam and Izzy enter the bookstore holding hands. Rebecca hurries out of the house and sees two small sets of footprints in the freshly fallen snow that lead away down the sidewalk. Sam and Izzy approach Santa's empty chair.
Look!
A sign says, back at noon.
Let's get our chocolate and wait.
Sam and Izzy go into the bookstore cafe and hop onto stools. Rebecca makes a phone call.
Enrique, the kids are missing. I don't know where they've gone, and there's footsteps leaving the house.
I'm coming.
Thanks, bye.
A woman serves the kids hot chocolate. They sit next to a man with a white beard.
Thank you.
The kids sip their chocolate. Izzy glances sideways at the man, who is focused on a crossword puzzle. Izzy taps her brother.
It's him. Santa, I know it's him. He has the red dot on his nose and the same beard.
Can I help you?
Yes, Santa, you can. That's some disguise, but I recognize that red dot on your nose anywhere.
Actually, it's a mole, and I'm not who you think I am.
Oh, yes, you are. Everything is all messed up. I drew an elf, and you brought us an Englishman.
Wait, what are you talking about? I don't create people, magically speaking. I can't do that. I mean, I do some pretty amazing things, but I mean, I'm not some all-powerful wizard or genie in a bottle.
Santa, we asked for our parents to be back together. We wrote you a letter with the magic pen. Not one thing happened. They didn't hold hands or they didn't kiss. You can't just go around giving kids magic pens and breaking little girls' hearts.
I remember who you are. You're the one that pulled my beard, right? Okay. Look, as I recall, when I first met you, your parents didn't seem very happy, right?
We don't just want our parents to be happy. We want them to be together. I mean, we want them happy together. Yeah, what she said.
Listen, your parents make their own choices. I can't make their choices for them.
Then what's the point of the stupid pen? It can't even give us what we want. Our parents are still apart. And I don't have a PlayStation.
Look, listen, it can still help you get what you want if what you're asking for is something that's for the good of everybody involved. The magic isn't in the pen. It's inside of you. And the best magic is what happens when you believe in something so deeply that anything is possible.
The man smiles. Izzy pouts out her lip.
But that never works with unicorns.
Well, that's because unicorns aren't real. Really rearranging their schedules to appease the wishes of a little girl. That's not what I meant. Don't get me started on unicorns, okay? Because they're very complicated. They're needy and they're a little full of themselves, if you ask me. Yeah. Just say.
An elderly woman next to them listens open-mouthed. The man turns back to his crossword, then notices the kids still staring at him. The man looks around and shrugs to the old woman.
Where are your parents?
The man and kids play cards with a security guard nearby.
And foot. Queen. Look at me. Winning the game.
Okay, Santa.
And foot.
You two have a lot of explaining to do.
Sam, you're the big brother. You're supposed to be the responsible one, and you took your little sister on a joyride downtown.
You leave the house. You didn't leave a note. You didn't say a word. You almost gave me a heart attack.
Christmas is not looking good for either one of you this year. You just made the biggest mistake of your life, and it is possible you might not even get presents.
Whoa.
What?
So, these are your parents?
No. Never seen them before in my life.
Enrique and Rebecca stare.
We're gonna have to see some ID.
Oh, come on.
You two go to your room now.
The kids march upstairs. Rebecca shrugs off her coat, shaking her head. Enrique sits on the couch and caps his hands together.
Our children snuck out to ask Santa to make us fall in love again. What are we doing to our kids?
Maybe we should just celebrate Christmas separately.
Is that what you want, Rebecca?
I don't know. I just...
Look, you don't have to figure it all out on your own. Okay? We're all here for you.
This is not the way we did it in my family.
Rebecca, we're your family.
Rebecca frowns sadly and sits down facing Enrique.
What do you want?
You know what I want. It's the same thing the kids wants, what I always wanted.
True or false? You are going to quit the restaurant one day and go back to making your music.
True.
Rebecca raises one brow.
Really?
True or false? You are never gonna forgive me for putting that money into the restaurant.
Rebecca purses her lips.
False.
True or false? You're gonna file the divorce paperwork, but you're waiting until after Christmas so it doesn't ruin the holiday for the kids.
I didn't talk to that lawyer because I wanted a divorce. I went there to make sure that I didn't want that. I was going through a hard time. I was looking for answers anywhere I could find them.
Maybe. Why didn't you just talk to me?
Enrique tries to hold her hands.
Just let me get through this presentation, okay? Please. I am under so much pressure right now, and the hard deadline is Christmas Eve morning, and it is deliver or bust.
Okay.
Enrique jumps to his feet.
Then let's deliver.
You make it sound so easy.
No. Like my mom says, many hands. We'll work together to make it easy. We can host a practice pitch at the restaurant. Sam, Izzy, and I can participate. My mom can make some food. You can invite Liam and Vanessa. We'll make it a party. Come here.
Enrique helps Rebecca up and cups her face gently.
You don't have to do it by yourself. Okay? You're not alone.
Rebecca nods and smiles tearfully.
You're wonderful.
They hug tightly.
Buñuelos are done.
You're doing too much.
People tend to be more creative when they're well fed.
Place is all set up for when people arrive.
Good.
Would you like me to put these out?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Camilla gives Candy the tray.
She seems pretty great.
She is. That's why I hired her. You know, Enrique doesn't want to work at the restaurant forever.
Did he tell you that?
He didn't have to. I know my son. I know it's not his dream to run this restaurant.
Then why have you let him for so long? I'm sorry. That came out really rude.
Come here. Let me talk to you.
Camilla leads Rebecca to a table and sits with her.
You know, when Gabriel passed, I was left with much more than a broken heart. The last year he was alive, his medication expenses went through the roof. We went through our savings, our retirement. We pulled money from the restaurant.
Really?
Yeah, we were close to losing the business entirely.
I'm sorry, Camilla, I had no idea the extent of the situation.
The money you and Enrique invested kept me afloat. And with Enrique's help, we had a great summer. And we just finished the best fall quarter we have ever had. When the dust settles and we get through the end of the yearbooks, I'm going to get that investment back to you and Enrique.
Rebecca nods and frowns.
What?
Enrique supported me when I quit my teaching job to pursue my dreams of writing children's books. And I had some success, and I wanted him to have a turn. I wanted him to be able to write songs and open a music school and not give up on his dreams. So I asked for an advance, and I gave him the money, and he gave it to you. He invested it in the restaurant. And I had no idea why.
It's my fault. I told Enrique I don't like other people knowing my business. I just didn't dream.
His wife would fall into the other people category.
Enrique hasn't forgotten about his dreams or you. He just put them on hold to help his old mom.
Candy leans over the table.
Vanessa and Hot Liam are here.
Camilla and Rebecca share a glance. Candy turns back around.
I just refer to him that way in my mind. I didn't mean to say that out loud. Our little secret?
Deal.
Please.
Rebecca, let's make this your best book yet. And then we can fix whatever nonsense is going on between you and my son. And we can put this to bed.
You make writing a children's book sound so easy.
Well, no, many hands make light work.
Okay, so we pitch to executives tomorrow at 10 a.m., so the story needs to be airtight by the time we leave today.
So tell me what we have so far.
We have two kids who meet Santa at a bookstore.
And Santa gives them a magic pen.
Yep, and whatever they ask for with that pen, they get.
Well, not everything.
Right, because what if they ask for a sports car?
Sure, it has to be within reason.
Within reason isn't very magical. This is a children's book,
not a journalistic study of Christmas.
But
there are certain things that Santa can and cannot do.
Rules, I agree. We need rules.
Santa likes when the wish is selfless. It means more when you ask for something that will bring happiness to someone else.
A compassionate Santa. I like it.
Then what?
So the kids use the pen to test out if the magic is real or if it's just a cheap toy.
They use it to ask for a puppy.
And do they get it?
Of course.
Yes.
Because a puppy brings happiness to the entire family, and it brings the family closer to one another.
Then what?
Then they ask for a bike, stuffed animals, toys, games.
No.
But they don't get any of that.
No, they do not.
So they start to ask for things that are more meaningful.
Such as?
For Santa to bring our mom flowers so she feels valued and cared for.
Did you write to Santa and ask for?
Well, maybe. But we're just trying to help you with the story.
Aw, that's sweet. Then what?
They asked Santa to send out one of his elves to help her finish the book. Yeah, spark her creativity.
You did? I mean, they do.
And does he help?
Of course, he's magic.
The elf is a nice touch, I like it. So how does it end?
Everybody, close your eyes, clear your mind.
So, the kids write a letter to Santa asking for what they always wanted. For mom and dad to get back together.
They sit down to write that letter and they realize that the ink has run out.
No.
But it turns out that they didn't need that pen at all.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. Because the magic has already been set into motion. And all the things that I did, I mean, all the things the pen did, brings everybody closer to one another.
Mm-hmm. So, Becca, bring us home. It's Christmas morning, and...
And the kids wake up, and Mom and Dad are...
Kissing under the mistletoe!
Yeah!
Yay!
Yay!
So good! Yes!
Oh, my God,
it feels so good.
The family sits playing a game together.
Mom?
Okay.
You gave the kids that puppy.
Santa did.
No, it was you. You put the bow on her, and you named her Noelle because that's Izzy's favorite Christmas movie.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you guys want to see a funny video?
Yeah.
Well, behold, a modern-day Santa Claus.
Enrique shows the doorbell footage of Camilla leaving the puppy.
Camilla!
Can you believe that?
Wait, did you put flowers in front of our house as well?
Oh.
Wait. Mom!
No, that gave me so much anxiety. You have no...
She doesn't know that I went.
I want to see.
Actually, yeah. That one was me. I did that delivery.
What?
Oh, so you're Santa's little helper, huh?
I mean...
Right?
Mira, the kids asked Santa for a bouquet of flowers for their mom. And it was our job to help. And since we couldn't deliver on the PlayStation or the elf, well, we got the flowers.
Actually, we haven't been able to deliver on the PlayStation either. We've been too busy for last minute shopping.
Yeah.
Liam and Rebecca go into their book pitch.
You got this.
It's been a long
Thanks.
Time since I wrote
it.
Hi. Hi.
Vanessa and the book executives listen with smiles as Rebecca presents the story and Liam shows his illustrations. The final illustration shows the family smiling together by a tree.
That is wonderful. I think we've got a lot to consider here.
Thank you, sir.
Rebecca beams and turns to Liam with tears in her eyes. He smiles proudly. Later, Rebecca tucks her kids in.
They were very impressed, and you two played a huge part in helping to create the story. It was a family effort. I couldn't have done it without you.
When is Dad coming home tomorrow? I don't want to open presents without him.
As soon as you wake up, we will call him, and he'll come right over.
I forgot to leave cookies out for Santa.
I'll take care of it for you.
Izzy pulls the gold pen from under her pillow.
Can you give Santa his magic pen back?
Yeah, of course I can.
Rebecca carries a plate of cookies and sets them down by the fireplace. She takes a bite of one. Her head turns when she hears music.
What is that?
She pulls back the curtain and sees Enrique playing guitar on the porch. Rebecca goes outside wrapped in a blanket and finds Enrique leaning against the porch railing strumming his guitar.
What are you doing?
I brought you a Christmas present.
Why didn't you just knock on the front door?
I've always felt a little weird knocking on the door of my own house. Plus, I didn't want to disturb the kids.
Rebecca nods, turning down the corners of her mouth.
Okay. Where's my present?
Hang on. True or false? You want me to be here in the morning when the kids wake up?
True. But it scares me. What if we end up back here a year from now and the kids have to go through the whole thing all over again?
Funny you should ask. Why don't I give you your present now?
You've been writing?
Well, you inspired me to write this one, so I had to make it happen. With a little help from Sam and Izzy, of course.
While you were working, you...
Okay, Rebecca, I'm gonna need you to stop talking so I can play your song, okay? Come on, let's sit down.
They sit on a bench and Enrique plays. As he sings, scenes pass of the family choosing a tree, visiting Santa, and getting the puppy.
Christmas memories fill my mind. So many happy holiday times. I see the flashes of your laughing, beautiful face. All I want is to be near while we spread our Christmas cheer. And wrap our children in the blanket of our love. Sometimes it's a bumpy road that makes a memory shine. And sometimes we love stronger after broken time.
Tears fall down Rebecca's cheeks.
So I'll take the good, and I'll take the bad, and I'll take the happy, and I'll take the sad, as long as I'm your husband, and as long as I'm your dad.
Rebecca pulls Enrique into a kiss.
Wasn't done.
I'm so sorry. I feel like I lost part of myself, and I really just needed you there with me. I needed my partner, my other half. And I was so scared to lose you. But then when I started to write the book, you weren't there.
I know. I'm so sorry.
But I was just focused on all the wrong things. I got angry and fixated on the money, but really, I was just missing you. You being the kind of man who steps up for his family, for his mom.
Rebecca smiles through her tears.
That's a man I fell in love with.
She grins and kisses him again.
Come inside, it's freezing.
Yeah.
Inside, Enrique and Rebecca cuddle on the sofa in front of the fire.
I'm so happy you're writing again.
Rebecca sits up and answers a call from Vanessa.
Hi. Oh, who's there with you?
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Enrique. Nice to see you there.
So do you have news for me?
Just based off your pitch, they pre-ordered 25,000 copies.
What?
They were over the moon impressed with all of it.
That's amazing. Baby.
Enrique kisses Rebecca.
I feel like I should go.
So bad.
Merry Christmas.
Izzy and Sam wake up their parents in the morning.
Dad! This is what I wish for! Dad, this is what I wish for more than anything for Christmas! For you to be here with Mom, like before!
Here, sweetheart.
Izzy hugs her dad, then joins Sam jumping on the bed.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
The kids open presents.
It's for you, Sam. Save the best for last. Open it.
Wait, who's that from?
Santa. It says, Dear Sam, since you asked for it 100 times, I just had to deliver.
Sam rips open the wrapping paper.
A PlayStation!
Wow!
Wow.
Rebecca and Enrique share a confused look.
Izzy, the last present is for you. Come sit with me.
Izzy opens her present. Inside is a copy of the book, Letters to Santa, with illustrations by Liam showing a boy and girl getting a magic pen from Santa.
Got some time, we've got a lot to cover, and we're singing every line. Maybe we can stop.
Rebecca and Enrique grin and kiss. Enrique holds the puppy in his lap.